I guess you'd call it a bleat.
Okay. And what about the noise that a cow makes when her calf's taken away from her? That loud noise.
A lowing sound? Is that what you're thinking about, a low?
And when she's getting hungry, the noise that she makes.
Well, that would be more of a mooing.
What about the gentle noise that a horse makes?
A neigh or a whinny.
Okay. And say if you had some, I think you mentioned you'd use the word to stop talking about horses and mules and cows. What word would you use talking about hens and turkeys and geese? Just sort of
poultry. Just a general assortment of each would just be poultry.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
setting hen.
And you know when you eat chicken, the piece that goes like this?
The pulley bone, is that what you're talking about?
Do you remember any stories associated with the pulley bone?
Oh yeah, when we were kids we thought that if two would take the pulley bone and pull it, one that got the shortest piece could put their piece up over the door, and then whoever came under that first would be who they were going to marry. And it wasn't a thing to it was just superstition, because sometimes your daddy or your brother or somebody like that would come on. You know it wouldn't mean a thing, but it wouldn't keep us from repeating a performance every time we had a pulley bone.
Did you have a name for those long pieces or short pieces?
Yeah. No, I don't know that we did, only just long and short pieces.
I was thinking something like boy bone or little boy or house and land.
No. I don't remember that.
And the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, you know, the liver and heart and gizzard, you might call those the chicken
what? Giblets.
Okay. What about on a pig or a calf?
Well, on a pig, we'd eat the liver and sometimes the lights.
What's that?
That's really the lungs. If they were healthy, you know, looked healthy, we'd eat some of that. And a calf the same way. No, we didn't eat the lungs of a calf, we'd eat the liver.
Mm-hmm. What about the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
The intestines.
Okay.
You call them chitlins.
Okay. And if it was time to feed the stock, you'd say that, and do the chores, you'd say that it was
feeding time.
And how do you call cows? Could you do that for me?
Yeah, just get out and holler, so, so.
Could you go ahead and do it like you're calling one?
Well, just say, so, so.
Okay. And what about calling a calf?
Well, I always call them, I'd say, sookie, sookie.
Wait, what?
Sookie.
Okay. And what do you say to a cow to make her stand still while you're milking her?
Say so. Put your hand on her hip and say so.
Mm-hmm. To make her move the leg back.
I just press on her hip bone and say stand back.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hit her on the behind the leg?
No, the cows I had, if they were used to me, they'd mind me, and if it wasn't hitting them on a leg, didn't help. No.